In Israel today, at least 7 people died in bombings and drive-by shootings. Israeli helicopters also fired missiles at buildings belonging to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem. She joins us. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Leanne.
What can you tell us about the latest on today's violence?
Well, the morning started out with a drive-by shooting attack in the Jordan Valley on an Israeli minivan that was carrying teachers, presumably to a school in a settlement in the Jordan Valley. One of the teachers and the driver was killed. A few hours later, a man driving in northern Israel, the car he was in exploded. Witnesses and police say it was a car bomb. Presumably, the driver died, and Israeli police are speculating it was a potential suicide bomber on his way to an attack. Now, the most deadly attack today was a suicide bomber in the town of Nahariya, which is far to the north near the Israeli-Lebanese border. A man basically blew himself up at a kiosk outside a train station where Israeli soldiers typically gather every Sunday morning, which is a working day here, as they head back to their posts in the West Bank after weekend leave. Now, the interesting thing is that Israel's media is reporting that the man who blew himself up there may be an Israeli Arab, that is, a member of the 20% Palestinian minority of citizens who live in Israel. And it would be the first time an Israeli Arab had committed a suicide bombing. Now, this could be a very important factor in what steps Israel takes next. Already, we've seen Israeli helicopters firing missiles in the West Bank city of Ramallah in retaliation for this bombing, because Israel routinely holds Yasser Arafat responsible for all violence. And its whole strategy has been to close off the West Bank and Gaza Strip to prevent Palestinians from entering Israel. This obviously will need some rethinking if it turns out that this latest attacker was already an Israeli citizen.
And briefly, Jennifer, last week Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said he would be meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat this coming week. What's the likelihood now that these meetings will be fruitful?
There had actually been low expectations all along. Today's attacks will make them even lower, but Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has made clear he doesn't see a point to these talks. He only wants to discuss, in any case, the details of a ceasefire. Palestinians say they want diplomatic, political discussions about an overall solution.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.